Okay, so this is our study session with Wendy Welp and about the foundation, January 8th, 6 p.m. to maximum 8 p.m. That's what we want to say. We have a quorum. Do I have an acceptance of the agenda?
Accept the agenda. Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so. Here's, thank you. And I will turn this over to Wendy. And we've just been talking about hearing from you for quite a while.
Well, I might be done in 2 hours. I don't know. So I did visit with all the friends because I would like to do this more often, is do a quarterly report of the funds. Because I think that's really good for your fiscal responsibility as a library board. So this is what we have as of December 31st. The foundation, there isn't a lot of activity changes on any of them. So then you see the Friends of the Elbert Library, Elizabeth Library, Pivas and Simmel Library. So the total of $95,075 between the foundation and the Friends. Our last foundation meeting was on April 20th, and I wrote all this stuff on here so you can see that. And you can see there's an attendance, which several of you were here for that one. I think the goal for 2025 for our foundation is to recruit some members and get us rejuvenated on there, get us started up again. I think we're mostly waiting to see how the director and the board kind of got back together and got, you know, and kind of give us some direction so that everything's looking really good on that. So I figured we usually have a friend from each a member from each one of the friends groups be on the foundation. So that way they can be part of it. And they're all wanting to do that again. And then we're looking at some library advocates, like your art guild. I can see a lot of really...
There's a lot of activity. With
yeah.
That. Yeah.
So I think it might be, you know, those are sources we could ask about from our craft clubs and our book clubs. So those are one of the things that we have. I talked with Kathy and someone, she said their book club has not come back again after COVID. So the Elbert one, we have six members all the time. So
nice.
I can get at least one from there. So that's why, and they're also looking at getting direction from you, goals, guidelines, direction from the library board. So that way we can do what you need us to do, because the foundation is the fundraisers for you and promoters. So, and then there's some fundraising ideas. We haven't done Colorado Gives since 2019. That was driven by Tim Miller, the director, because he was more savvy at that. That's something we can look into. DOLA has some grants that we can look at. ECOG, they had an enterprise zone, and we did that for many years. And we lost out on that. We couldn't do it for the last couple of years just because we didn't have a project. You have to be having a project going, a goal. So okay. That's what we're looking at. That. So I can get that going again. I just need to have a clear picture. So when you're letting us know, we could be for the Kiowa restoration on that. That could be a goal too. It's not happy just Elizabeth, it could be Kiowa. So, and then for development, I saw some amazing things I could do out of there, some grants. And then if there's any library district events coming up, or if you'd like us to help put something together, we could do that too. So like I say, we're more of the fundraisers, but we're also the cheerleaders too. So, and then as you can see, we had the financial report. There wasn't hardly any activity at all. I think 2024, we had just two entries. In 2023, there was one. So there was not much on that. And that was the last year that we got the enterprise zone. And that was mine on there. See in the 2023 my partner's enterprise zone. So we've only lost it for 1 year, 2024. This was an old flyer that we've done before, spotlighting the foundation. A lot of it has to be updated, as you can see. But I have that in my foundation stuff. And then the last page was who was in attendance on April 20th. We're required to have at least one meeting. One meeting a year, and so finally things are for sure seeing this all ramped up again. So I'm looking at timeline probably about April or so.
Ms. Allen?
Would you, you think any of the Friends groups would be interested in, because I've felt that we, the library, should maybe have a booth like at Elizabeth, and I remember you and I did that deal down at Albert for their crafts deal. Do you think any of the Friends would be interested in doing any of those booths, and or maybe we could have a booth for several days at the fair and just get some more people there to be able to man the deal so that nobody is dictated to be there for the whole duration per se. If we could coordinate together some people to man, and I don't know if we would have to have a booth for the whole county fair time, or if there's just...
It's usually 3 days.
If we just man it, if it's only for the 3 days, then if we could split that up and try to get a library board member, trustee.
Question there. Though, why only 3 days? The fair runs...
They set up the booths the last weekend. I know that because I've had the experience Friday.
That's what I was curious about, because we're there all week when we're showing. I didn't know that we only did 3 days of booth.
And Saturday's a big day. Friday's and Sunday people are
But Sunday's the big sale, though. Yeah. Livestock sales on Sunday, or is it on Saturday?
It's Saturday is the day where everybody goes. Sunday, it's fine in the morning. It winds down after.
Okay, so sale is on Saturday.
Probably. That's when all the activities going to happen.
I can't remember, and I go every year. God help me.
I think it's a Saturday. So I think absolutely. I think so, especially if we have items, too. I know when the library did it before, there was also just a literature table. So even if we weren't there, at least they had literature. So that worked out pretty good.
Maybe we could take some books there to have on the table, that if somebody wants to give us a donation, we give them a book.
Well, you know what? We've had little carts there before, and then just have them. We have them in Albert, too, that we do that same thing, too.
When we were in Winter Park, they had a festival in the park, and the foundation or the library, I'm not sure which one, had a huge table set up, and they were giving away free children's books, which I thought was fascinating.
They were new.
They were brand new, and they were all out on the table, and you didn't even have to give a donation. But it was interesting that they were able to do this. Now, what library system that is, I have no clue.
Yeah,
and I've got the little, they gave me a keychain, mm-hmm. and I have the little keychain. I can look and see. Yeah. But I thought it was interesting that they were just giving books away.
Was this added? Their Oktoberfest or their, because
we were there in September, and it would have been the second or third weekend in September. The whole park was full of activities for kids, the main park in downtown Winter Park.
Oh, in Winter Park? Yes. I thought we were talking about Estes.
No, we're talking Winter Park.
Ah.
And I thought it was very interesting.
Simla has an event every year, too, and that's very well attended.
That's the
Simla Days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they had a big booth, and they had lots of books there, too. It was really cute because some of the young girls were like, don't you want some books? So I was like,
I think the Friends did that the booth. Mm-hmm. The Simla Friends did that booth at that.
There's probably about five activities. Then the Chamber of Commerce 1 year had something at the fair at whatchamacallit park there on 17th.
Casey Jones.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they did this year, but it's worth trying. It's worth doing. People do, you know, walk by and they buy stuff and they'll look at stuff.
Yeah. So I'm actually working on the county community events, which I usually do anyways. And of course, people haven't decided what they're doing for 2025 yet. So I haven't gotten all those together, but the Albert Day Festival, we've got Albert Christmas Bazaar. You've got Kiowa and Colorado, Colorado Day, which is August 1st, their little ice cream party. So there's lots of things. So I'll have it all put together so we can share. We can hone in on those. But yeah, there's definitely people, and there's a lot of us who are already at events already. So if we have the material, we can be promoting that too.
It's like, I mean, the Democrats had a booth at the Elizabeth Bash deal.
Yeah.
And that's where I was thinking, shoot, library, we should have had, because there was a lot of people there, and it would have been, I don't know what we could give away other than ask for donations. Give them a book.
My question is, when Sarah was at the tree lighting, was that sponsored by the library, by the foundation, or by the Friends?
It was sponsored by the library. So,
and you had a great, there were people in line for that.
Yeah, we gave away those kits to make the
horseshoes.
Yeah, as a craft.
Yeah, and that's a really good, really good event.
That is a very good event. That's one that we don't miss. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of events that we have on the calendar for this year, and each of the managers and myself, we have a goal of so many events that we're going to participate in this year. So, you know, we'll be out there in the community in a different way than we have been in the past. Yeah. And we've got a full number of activity services guides now, programming people. So we'll get to that. We're
very, very impressed though with the library's booth.
Yeah. And they had a really good one also at Halloween.
This year was the first year I missed the Halloween because we had a Dutch oak. And I wasn't there.
Yeah,
I mean, the year before, I froze my patootie out there for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, and we tracked the number of contacts, and it was a huge number at Halloween. I don't remember what the number was for Christmas. But yeah, that is something that the Friends can definitely help us with. But I think to kind of bring us back to the foundation, you know, if you all can kind of think about people that we might want to include on the foundation board. And my approach to the foundation is a little bit more high level. So, you know, we are getting ready. You know, we've already committed to fixing Kiowa. We're getting ready to be doing some big renovations to this building, and we need some serious money. So, we need to be looking at bringing in large amounts of money. It's going to have to come through the foundation.
We had some literature at those booths that depicted some idea of what we're going to do here, in which case people will be excited about it.
Right. And we will do that. I don't want to get into that now.
No, we're just talking about the foundation. That's the way to get the money.
Right. We're just talking about the foundation now. And so, I think if you can think about who would be, you know, good to be on that, and beyond the Friends, you know, are there key people in the community that we would want to participate in that, you know, that have really good connections?
Well, I think I'm going to just make a suggestion. When you're looking for people for the Friends or the foundations, like our knitting group, there's sometimes 20, 25 of us. I think somebody should come in and say, we are looking. They're all older people who have time. Mm-hmm. Same thing with, I know the Cards meet here. And I think the Art Guild does something here once a week. That's where I would go to try to recruit. My suggestion.
So, and I mean, we need people like Wendy. You know, Wendy's already incredibly involved in the community in a lot of different ways, and she knows tons and tons of people. So that's the kind of people that we need to, you know, to be recruiting to be part of this. So, you know, because we need some serious money.
If you need somebody from the board, I mean, theoretically, I'm retired. It's weekends that are sometimes hard for me, because if I have a judging assignment or my wife is a doctor, I'm designated driver. And but stuff during the week or whatever, just call, let me know. I can attend some of these things with you, whatever, if you need somebody. Not that I know that much about the library, other than the fact that we have books, I read them.
Oh, so. You know a lot. I've been with you for a long time, so I'm not, you know a lot. So, and yes, you're thinking bigger scale, we're, you know, and there's, that's what we need to get out. Maybe we might not know them, but people might be retired from being in the library land who really have a passion for it, who have more connections than some of us do even. Doesn't have to be necessarily Elbert County you get the money from. It could be from other locations too. But as long as they have the passion in there too, and maybe some really good fundraising people. Yeah, because I understand we're not talking about 2,000 or 3,000. But, you know, I mean, like it's like when Douglas County has their author visits. I mean, they have, you know, a couple hundred people there at those. I mean, who signed up for CJ Box right away when it's me? You know, and every time I see that. But, and you do pay. You pay for the book, but they make some money on it too. So,
and I think that was it the first meeting that you two were present at last year?
I was, yeah.
That didn't we vote? Didn't the board vote 2 people on the foundation? I didn't go back and look at the minutes.
I think that we did.
I think it was you two.
That was us too, I think, I believe.
It comes back to me now. So, I thought we were on the foundation.
So we probably need to do that again just to renew that every year. So we'll go back and look and see what month that was. And then, you know, we can add Alan too. I don't, you know.
Well, I was on the foundation when I first came on to the board. I was a member of the foundation for a while. And I went to a couple of meetings. And then I have to say I kind of drifted off into the woodwork. I don't know why, but. Another, I was not on the call list.
I don't want to get off topic, but you know, the school board raised about $100,000 for that building for the mechanics thing. And I went to that event, and they basically had somebody making sandwiches and barbecue stuff. And they took in a tour of the thing, and they put on a program, and then they basically made people give money. And they raised, I think it was $100,000. On that one event.
They were talking about like getting bricks and stuff.
Yeah, the bricks.
Super excited about that. And we've talked about that lots of times with bricks here. We just get stumped on where to put them.
Well,
and in addition, yes, before all we could think of was under here. Now we have options to do that elsewhere too.
Right. Yeah. We're having an actual fundraising event.
Absolutely. A lot of different ideas.
Right, people for a lot of money.
And that's another piece of the whole thing is identifying the board members, and then from there identifying
the local businesses,
right, who we would approach, and kind of coming up with a strategy
for the liquor store.
So, and there's also something that's kind of new to me that I just learned about. There's a local chapter of the National Fundraising Association, and there are people that are professional fundraisers that do this for a living. And so we could hire somebody to do that for us. We'd have to pay them a salary. And I have no idea, I have no idea what kind of salary that person would earn.
There's a nonprofit called The Main Street. And they did something in Kiowa
last night.
Yeah. I don't know if they did this kind of stuff. I looked up their website. I got the impression that they might. They try to encourage communities and improve the environment of the community. So I don't know, maybe that's an option too.
Yeah, I was talking to them last night.
You did, and
I thought that'd be a really good one because they're looking at what brings the community and ties them together.
Yes.
And that's what's really important. And so that is, you know, a very good option to do that. So
another thing that I could do too, my children do the fundraiser for the fallen families of the fallen, because my son-in-law is state patrol. Long story short, those kids raise 80,000-90,000 every year, and most of the contributions for prizes and stuff are all coming from this area, because both the guys that started this 7 years ago live here in Elizabeth. So I could get that list from the kids too and see who they're hitting and who's.
And the what's it called? Back the Badge.
Back the Badge. Mm-hmm.
So the Sheriff's Foundation every year.
That's here locally.
The one here, they have a big fundraiser every year as well.
They were selling the tables and they oversold, and it's a huge event.
Oh, the kids went to that. Yeah. It was out at Messer, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
They went to that.
They've done it multiple years. Yeah. I don't know how many years now. Really so good. just just all those kinds of things, you know, all those kind of ideas that we can do. So cool. Any other ideas, anything else, any other questions you have for Wendy?
If we find people who are interested, do we bring their names to you and then you'll give them to Wendy, or how?
I mean, we've got the packet you just got. You've got Wendy's contact information.
Okay.
So we can just
contact her directly if we have any friends that are interested.
Yeah. And like, are they interested in the foundation board, or just, you know, think that they might be a good
person for the friends?
Yeah.
Is there like a written definition so we know the foundation is fundraising? And the friends would be people that volunteer to do more of a volunteer organization, or?
So I've got a bylaws of the foundation. This was done by the attorney when I was still here. It's only 17 pages long. But you're welcome to look at that. You know, officers and board of directors and so just what we've done in the past, what we've thought of is the friends are usually per branch. So, you know, they usually will do the local little stuff, and then the foundation does the big, like, for the whole district. So that's the biggest choices between the two. Doesn't mean that they can't play together, but they do. You know, it's just mainly that they're focusing on the branch, and they work in tandem with the branch managers to what they're needing. So
how is the money distributed with the libraries that the foundation makes? Do the different managers say, I need $5,000 to buy new tables and chairs, and the foundation says here? Or
branches would go to the branches if they would go visit their friends first, and if they wanted something more, you know, larger amount, then they will usually go to the foundation. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So chain of command, we as a board would go to the friends of whichever area first before we ever contacted the foundation.
Well, it depends on what you're asking for. I mean, if it's something that's, let's say you're wanting all new chairs, that's going to, you know, any of the friends could come over here and do, you know, use the building, because this is the bigger meeting room area anyways. I mean, so it just depends on how you're looking at it.
I mean, like, to me, it kind of depends on, like, pretend like we were not going to fund the Kiowa ADA restroom.
Okay.
And that would go more to the foundation because it's big bucks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but for the things that we're currently asking the friends for, they're the activity services guides, our programming women that did the little ornaments for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
They are asking the friends for money for, we're doing Active Minds programming throughout the year. And I put so much in the budget, but they want more. And so they're going to ask the friends for more for that. And specifically here at Elizabeth, they've asked the friends for brand new chairs for this meeting room so that we can have some different configurations, because these are the only chairs like this that are comfortable. So instead of having just those metal folding chairs, we'll probably have stacking plastic chairs that'll be comfortable, but
now that you're going to the friends for.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, who paid for the door in Kiowa? Did they get a new door or something?
The friends paid for that.
Okay. So yeah. That's probably a couple $1,000 or something. Yeah.
It was, I think, all told. Yeah.
And I think on that, the foundation paid for they paid for the hand railing for the Kiowa one. The hand railing is what they did, and the wheelchair ramp wall.
Now, these sums here on the first page, where do they get that money? Like, for instance, Simla has $18,000. She gave them that.
So they have, there's a family there that just gave them a really good donation.
So basically, the friends get the donation.
Yeah, and so, like, that particular family specifically said it had to be just Simla only. So that's why when we look at the Friends ones and they are local, a lot of them are the funds have to stay at their local area. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was a very big donation for that.
Yeah. So like if anybody buys any books from here, they'll put money in the box behind us there and that money goes to the Friends. There's also a little, you know, little bucket or jar money, you know, people can put money
change.
In it. Yeah. Change in it whenever they're there. When they have the book sales, that goes to the Friends, but larger donations would go. And we had I talked with the folks that made the big donation to Simla, and because they were asking me whether we were participating in Colorado Gives. Have you guys heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
It's on the second Tuesday
matching funds.
Of yep. December.
December.
Mm-hmm. And there are some matching funds, I think, from Colorado Gives as a whole, but it's an online way that you can go and like I do it almost every year and I just go in and say I want to give to this and you know put in so much and then I do all my donations for the year.
I didn't know that we could do that. All right.
Yeah, so, and it's through the foundation. I mean the district couldn't do it, but the foundation could do it.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. I was looking at the last time we did it was in 2019, and that's when Tim Miller, when he was the director, then he was doing that Colorado Gives because we, you know, it shows on here with 6,370 for that one day.
That's
but
that.
You push it out, and but they also went to all the people who have their emails, and they went on to all the people who have library accounts and stuff too. So that part, the foundation doesn't have access to that. So that's where it helps when the director can push those out. We also used to do newsletters on PD.
Yeah. So those they're so, starting this. Actually, one should be going out in the next week or so. Yeah. Newsletters.
So that's a good spot to remind people. And
yeah. So I'm getting the impression that the foundation does a heck of a lot of work.
Well, there's great potential. I mean, and like I said, now see, the foundation is like the umbrella. Mm-hmm. And so everything goes through there. So all the Friends goes up that way, too. So they're under the umbrella because that's the 501c3. And that's where you need to get a lot of the grants. You have to have a 501c3. So, yeah.
Okay. Any more questions?
So are we still on the board?
I think we are.
You're on this piece of paper, so yes, you are.
I didn't resign. I don't know what you did, but I didn't resign
from the foundation.
Okay.
You're listed on the dealer.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So you're on there.
Okay.
You're stuck. No.
You're stuck with me. So,
So have we, because now we've got item number four.
I want to ask one more question.
Go ahead.
How many people do you really want on the board for the foundation?
So I think the biggest thing, you know, you really, the biggest reason I wanted to have someone from the Friends from each one, because then you're having good representation from every
area. So that's three.
So there would be four, Elbert, Elizabeth, Kyle, and Simla.
Oh, okay. Excuse me, four.
But I think that it would be, I mean, I can imagine 8, 10. Okay. I don't think I would do more than 10, but
okay, I was just curious, because
yeah, no,
if we're trying to recruit, I mean, I don't want to do this.
You don't want to have 30 people?
We
could have this as the board, and we can put some of those people under
the Friends.
Committees. Well, they can put also be in committees of the foundation.
Yeah, some of the community. So, somebody to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll put them all.
So when do you have your meetings?
So we haven't scheduled the April one. I'm thinking about April.
Okay.
But I was also going to see what was happening around here, too, to see if that's going to be a good thing or not. The last time we did it, last time you remember, we were in here. And that's what we're
doing. Annual meeting.
Yeah.
And you don't mean monthly or anything like that. You just meet.
Well, as we work on a project, then you.
Then you'll be, okay.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, now I'll give the floor back to you, ma'am.
Okay, item number four, the lease purchase plan that Wendy was going to discuss.
Oh, yeah, we just, I mean, Wendy was here when they had the lease purchase plan for this building, And so I thought it might be a good opportunity to pick the brain about that. And so that was just the way that they financed the renovations originally to this building to make it and make this front part, this front 5,000 square feet, into a library. So.
And of course, that was quite a while ago. That was, what, 2004?
Oh, that long ago.
So that's when the original. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think moved over here.
Yeah. Okay, because I moved to Elizabeth in 2006, and it was still in the little building.
And the district was upstairs, so it was 2011.
Yeah, I've looked for that paperwork before, and I want to say it was close to 2010.
I think it was 20. I think we were moving in 2011. That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
So 2010 or 2011, something like that. And then it was paid off. Like in 2020 or 2019?
It wasn't during COVID.
Was it paid off right after 2021? Right after?
I thought this was paid off. Was it a year and a half ago or 2 years ago is when this was paid off?
Before I started, I've been here 2 years now.
Yeah, it was just before. Yes, yeah. I think it was like.
And it was before
November of.
It was before Tim Miller left.
Yeah, I think it was like November
2021.
Must have probably been 21.
Yeah,
around 2021.
Yeah, I think it was.
And so, but it had to be refinanced.
It had to be refinanced because it was going to go into like a, wasn't it like a balloon thing or something? It was, and they had to do that really fast because you were. No,
I think I just came on the board.
Yeah, because I think Jill was the treasurer at that time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think I came on the board in 22. That's when I came on the board the first time. And then she was the treasurer for at least a year after I came on the board. Because
you were here before that. Because weren't you the treasurer when I was here?
No. Well, I was made the treasurer. Jill was going off the board and I was late coming to a meeting. And when I come in the door,
that's what happened. You never be late.
Yeah, I was told I was going to be the treasurer.
Yeah, because you got stuck with me for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was like a tricky year.
So it was like, it's kind of like a mortgage. You're just paying the payments on it, but you are actually leasing the building. Is that, I mean,
so you're paying for like a lease, because you know, with a governmental, quasi-government, you can't really do a mortgage because it's not, you're not living in it.
Right,
so it's a lease payment, but it's really a mortgage payment.
Yeah, exactly. And now with, you know, because at that time we were having problems because we owed so much on the building, and the value was, I mean, that was, it was like we were upside down. Mm-hmm. And that was the tricky part, and you could, there was only like very few that you can select from. But now there's a lot more entities out there that will do company. And I haven't researched those and stuff, but there's a lot more opportunities now. And then you have a really good, you don't have to worry about, are you going to be unemployed? Well, obviously, you're going to get your tax basis and stuff. So you have a good track record of what you're going to be receiving for revenues and stuff.
So this building is totally paid off, correct?
It is. Yeah.
Is there any way?
Originally, the mortgage was with that bank in Bank of Oklahoma in Parker, the Parker Bank there. Yeah, that's
off of Parker Road and Main Street, I think.
Yes.
So can you get a mortgage to finance Parsh the rebuild or the?
It would have to be. We can't get a mortgage.
Can't get a mortgage.
It would have to be a lease purchase plan kind of thing.
Use what's already completed and paid for as collateral.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
For our remodel.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't. Do you remember about how much the payments were? I mean, I would know it was just. It would be. So.
I don't even remember the interest rate was either, but I think it was like $60,000 twice a year. I think.
Oh, like two payments.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it was right at 60, because I remember seeing the last payment or two that we did.
Yeah, and we did it so that way, like, I paid one, I don't remember what time of the month, I mean, the year towards the end of it, but then we didn't have the first one done until after March, because then, because January, February, you don't receive a whole lot.
Right, wait for the revenues
to hit. Yeah.
And then you can pay. Okay.
Getting back to Meryl's question, is that possible using the building as collateral for funds for the build out?
They just said yes. Mm-hmm.
It depends on who you're with. I'm sure that would be fine, you know, because they're doing the whole building. I mean, the whole thing will be collateral, and but you can show that there's track record. And that's a good thing to talk about. When I could talk to the main town, Main Street people, because they might have some good people who at least, you know, who you ask about a lease.
So, because there was a woman that stopped by and I got her card, but then I lost it.
Oh,
good job.
It's because we moved. I moved everything out of my office. And then I coming back in, there's still things that I haven't found yet. But it was like it was not Bank of Oklahoma, but it was another entity that had, you know, organized the lease purchase plan, you know, done all the paperwork. And so I just can't. And she said, I think she was from Elizabeth or, you know, lived out here and, you know, would have been interested in working with us again. So she was one that I wanted to have come and talk to with us at our study session, but I went up to keep looking. So,
yeah, because it's paper. Really tricky with a quasi-governmental thing, because you're limited on what you can use instead of public funds. So I think the big thing you can think about, too, is are you still with Color Trust or not?
Yes, we just actually opened. I don't know what happened, because when I started, we were not with Color Trust or CSAFE or anything like that.
So we were with Color Trust, and then we dropped it, because at that time when we dropped it, the rates were horrid.
Okay.
It was horrid. It was better at a local bank than it was with Color Trust. It was horrid, yes. But now it's super, super good.
Yeah. So I've just got all the paperwork together, and Alan and I are going to sit down next week and do electronic transfers to put our money in Color Trust and in CSAFE.
I want to ask one other question. Quasi-governmental, which is what we fall under, could we do bonds to raise the money? Like, I mean, we as developers used to do that.
So we're getting, I have plans for you guys for more study sessions. And we're going a little bit into my new.
So is that for January 22nd?
If you want to do that. I mean, I've been researching a lot of different things. At the same time, I'm looking for that darn business card.
Because people used to look to buy our bonds, which then we used for infrastructure. And of course, you're going to pay them back, but it's a great investment for a lot of people who are looking for a place to get double tax exempt savings.
So, and that I actually have not looked into. What I've been looking at is school districts, you have to put it to a vote for a bond. Maybe it is the same thing. Yes.
And I don't know, because as a developer.
On the ballot?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what's really tricky school districts, since they're smaller, it's not a big deal. But for the library foundations, I mean, the library district, you'd have to be for the entire county.
Right.
So then you have to pay to be on every single ballot.
Okay.
And it's going to be huge.
Okay. Right. See, and I always just dealt with.
Yeah.
Something
more private.
Right. And there's two.
So every precinct in the county would have to be on the ballot. Because I mean, as an election judge, I remember seeing X number of ballots. Because when we print out ballots for people to vote on, because we always ask what precinct you're in. And
because the mills with the library is for the entire county.
Right.
So, you know, we've looked at before in the past, increasing the mills.
And it goes over real well.
Yeah, exactly. But then that's still the same process you have to do.
Right.
And
or you can temporarily increase the mills and then they would revert back.
They have a sunshine date.
Mm-hmm. So there's another.
I didn't know that
either. Yeah, there's another.
You could do that.
This is all of.
But now,
we're getting into my next topic.
Something like that, and then I'll ask my question, then we can drop it. Right. To increase the mills for a period, does that have to go to a vote?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So then, you know, the county will charge you, and then you also have to have all the promotion stuff.
Because each district, if I remember right, I saw that Rhonda somewhere or another. I don't know. I was seeing paperwork, something that was like, $2,000 for each precinct to be on their ballot, because I mean she was showing me the budget for the county to do an election, and she was showing all the different precincts. There was a fee to put anything on that district, like the fire department. They had a deal, so they had to pay X amount to have their deal on the ballot in that district for that fire district. And the same thing was for a couple of different sewage deals.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to envision probably at least 30,000 to put it right. In.
So, well,
that's
no,
even, and that's,
no, that's actually no.
It was 18 precincts.
A small town.
Like that.
A small town, let me find my notes here. Every time they put a thing to the ballot, it costs, find it in my notes. I think it was $35,000.
Yeah.
And that's just a small town. So you're just talking about only in the town. In
the town of Elizabeth.
But no, I'm just saying a small town. I'm not.
This would be like for the ballots. But now we have more voters. So it probably would even be higher.
So how would it work then? You'd have Elizabeth, but then there's Kiowa and Simla and all these other towns out there.
Yeah. So it goes to the election department.
There's something like, I think it's... I don't know if it's 17 districts, precincts,
18.
Or 18 precincts in the county. So each one, I mean,
is cost us $30,000
at least.
It's not a town.
No, it's.
Well, but they go by the humming ballot.
Right, the whole thing. I mean, it's somewhere between 30 and probably $60,000 to be able to get on the ballot for the whole county.
It's more than that.
It sounds like more of it. You're saying a small town. Simla's a small town. Yeah. Matheson's a small town. Yeah. I don't know what other small towns are out here. Kiowa. So every one of you, 35,000 each, that's over 100,000 right there.
I don't think the county would charge us that much because it's the county would be charging us because they are the ones that have to put on all the ballots.
I can ask one.
Yeah, Rhonda would.
Well, I mean, and there's two parts to it. How much is it going to cost to put it on the ballot and is it going to pass?
I think that's the question. I don't think it'll pass.
Is it even worth
the school board? Didn't they just put something on the ballot?
And Kiowa school.
One of the things didn't pass. So.
The high school. They need a high school.
They need a new school. Yeah. And they had a grant that would match the funds, and it still couldn't get passed.
Well, I think it was not matching. I think it was like
we had to raise so much.
Like they were going to get like 2/3 of the money and they only had to match a third or whatever. It was really inexpensive compared to
it was going to cost. Yes. My daughter does a lot in Kiowa and it was,
But I talked to people who were in education and they didn't even want the millage to go through because they would raise their taxes, even though they, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
Like, I don't know, somebody said it was $100 a month or something outrageous. Like,
it's not probably for a year.
That's what I thought too, but I didn't think $100 for a year was that much.
Right.
But I guess it was.
Yeah. And I know it is tricky. That's why we always say no thanks, because we just know it wasn't going to work. Because even just getting the library district to go back in 2000.
In 2000, because it was 1999 to 2000, it became a district. And
I mean, it was only passed by a little bit. So,
yeah.
I mean, that was kind of our bragging point at the commissioners meeting. I mean, I basically was saying that we had one mill rate and we've never had to raise it since its inception, which they thought was phenomenal.
Well, and that was one of the points of when they were getting it, is they said that we weren't going to do that again.
Right.
So,
and the fact that you own this building and have money in the bank is not helpful.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and that just goes to show that how much has been done and how much, you know, good stewards. I mean, that's huge. It's huge. And the services that are being provided all the time. I mean, I always brag about all the courier services that, you know, it's not just what's in these walls. You can get them from everywhere. So I think I got.
It's like we.
This one came from Northern Sasquatch. Whatever, that sounds like a good one.
Yeah.
And John Fremont. And this one, he's from Elizabeth. Hey.
Yeah.
But,
Sasquatch.
Homer's Odyssey. Oh, Dr. Paul. Oh, he's from Michigan.
But he's originally from Norway.
He's
Netherlands.
Yeah, the Netherlands, but he's.
But right. This was our Dr. Paul. He was our first book, you know, January book club book, and I just loved it. So, and then they're like, oh, yeah, have you seen movies? I'm like, no, now I need to watch it.
Yeah, I watch his TV program all the time.
Yeah, which I haven't seen it before. Oh, this one was just on Facebook. So I'm like, I want to read about it, little kitty. So, yeah.
They come from, yeah, you can get everything from all over.
I know, which was, I think, is really neat because people think that
it's awesome.
If there's only one book that someone might be checked out. So, and I still find it amazing that there's actually movies here. It's not just educational stuff. Like, go in there and check it out. It's fun. So, yeah.
Well, it always amazes me. I mean, I check books out weekly. I come in here and some parents home teaching and they come in with three kids and they check out 25 books and they leave. And I ask the librarians, well, they'll be back. The books will be back here by the end of the month. And they go through to increase their homeschool stuff without having to pay for a library at home. And we have a lot of people in this county that homeschool besides the people that are going to the public schools. But it amazes me how many are homeschooling in this area.
Drive me crazy.
I wouldn't have been able to do my boys because I have three sons and they all went to School of Mines. And so I, you know, the oldest one did college calculus 1, 2, and 3 in high school. I was like, I'm out. There's no way I could have kept up with those guys. No way. So, yeah.
So they graduated from Mines.
Yeah. So.
Thank you so much.
So, yeah. So when I talked to the Main Street, let's see if they have some good contacts as far as who we could for leasing and those kind of things, too. And then also about seeing about how we can get them involved and help us out, too. I mean, when they're talking about $250,000, right, that would be good.
Yeah, because I'm thinking the remodel here is based on my costs for Kiowa. I'm thinking somewhere between $3 and $4 million.
At least you don't have to take out asbestos, I guess. You don't have to take stuff down.
You don't have to deal with asbestos here, but
no.
Still, I mean, I'm still sticker shock with construction nowadays. I mean, I'm used to working with single family houses, and they were $300,000-$400,000. And you see a framing contract to frame a house, $30,000, and then lumber bill would be $300,000-$400,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, about $5,000 or $6,000 for the lumber, and that's an $800,000 house. But you still got sheetrock and all the subs to get it finished. But then the builder, they have an $800,000 house and they're making $150,000 net.
Yeah. Well, and we've got more and more builders out here too. So that might be a good thing to tap some of those that are local.
Well, it's like Monday, I was thinking to myself, there's going to be two or three builders out here are going to find, they're going to have X number of houses that are going to have frozen pipes. Everybody's going to find out what kind of design flaws they have in their house, because this is the first time that we've had a freeze that was close to zero. in the area in probably 3 or 4 years.
Oh no, last year we had that minus 30s. We almost froze to death.
Minus 30?
It was right after I started.
But I this is the first freeze this year.
Yeah, it is.
We have all of this new construction over here. And I used to do warranty work and always was first freeze. You had X number of houses that, I mean, Richmond had 2 or 3 houses that had some serious design flaws, and every time it froze.
And you have a lot of homes there that are built on slab. They're not basements, so.
So maybe the board, you guys can think about at your next meeting what the goal might be for the foundation. You know, Wendy was asking us for goals, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
What, you know. Direction.
Okay.
So we can get people who are going to be on the foundation coming onto it. Get them excited.
So that they know.
Assignments.
Yeah, so yes. They know. You know,
what I know some people at Lennar. Maybe I can go to Lennar and say, hey, would your corporation be willing to donate some money here for the library district? Because they have a pretty good sized footprint here. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of builders over off of 158 Richmond. And again, I used to know all the people at Richmond, so.
That's the kind of connections that we want to be looking
for in
the community. So be thinking about all that, you know, think about who you know and, you know, what we might be able
and
to
the,
do.
And the ones who are spearheading the development, the ones who like Jim Marshall and, mm-hmm. and.
Well, see, I used to work on Mr. Mizell's house that owns NBC Holdings.
No, I'm not going to say it. It'll be recorded.
Wait till you adjourn. Okay, so. Because we're kind of, let's get back on track.
Yeah.
Okay. So does anybody, we have our next regular meeting, January 22nd?
Yep.
Okay. And that's going to be at 6 p.m. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We are adjourned.